Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So I'm going to ask you a question. On January 6th, did you really expect more from other than a handful of rank-and-file congressional Republicans? Did we really expect the votes on certification of Biden's state elector slates to be something other than pro forma? What about Mike Pence? We may have had a smidgen of hope that he might show some audacity, but he played to type. He's a decent enough guy, but he's always had one foot anchored in the establishment. And lest we forget, that was a key reason that Trump selected him to be the Veep. When President Trump had to make a public plea for Pence to do the right thing and send back the disputed Biden slates to contested states, that was game over at that point. And Pence's stilted letter alluding to election irregularities merely added insult to injury. Then there's the kerfluffle on Capitol Hill where Trump stalwart and Air Force vet Ashley Babbitt was gunned down by the Capitol cops. I've had a discussion with a couple of people, and there's a few out there that think this was a negligent discharge, which means she was shot accidentally. Whatever it was, by all accounts, she was a victim, not a perpetrator, and she should be remembered as an innocent who was a casualty of war. And recall that the Boston Massacre was a catalyst for the revolution. Since Wednesday, we've been gaining some insight into the Hill fracas. It's looking more like a false flag event with each passing hour. But why should it surprise us that the left would infiltrate provocateurs into MAGA crowds at the Capitol to spark confrontations with police? That's Brown Shirt 101 stuff. And the problem here is there was no organization, but we do know what we're up against, don't we? If you didn't know the nature of the enemy, and if you were jarred by Republicans being Republicans, that's a good thing. If it dropped whatever scales remain over your eyes. We're in a war, and we're in the early stages of what may prove a decade-long conflict. It pays for perceptions to be closely aligned with hard fact and reality. Yeah, you should know your enemy well, and you damn well know who your friends and allies really are. That'd be good to know. And in the weeks and months and years ahead, we need to be warriors, not given to illusions and false hopes. A lot of what was going on, I would say something, somebody tell me, don't worry, Bill, Trump's got it. And then, and I don't blame him. To cap off a gloomy day, the president stood down. In a statement, he said he'd abide by the certification of Biden's electors. I know there were certain people out there holding out a slight hope that he would have enabled the 2018 executive order on election fraud and foreign intervention. That wasn't going to happen. Because Trump's tough. He's as tough a guy as there is. But enabling the executive order would escalate the nation's intensifying conflict to open war. So instead, he chose to keep his powder dry. maybe like Sam Houston in the War for Texas Independence, Trump decided now wasn't the time or ground to engage. So we could anticipate what he's done to regroup and fight another day. And as a matter of fact, regrouping is the order of the day. It's a very necessary thing for our side. Because war, like life, has its vicissitudes. Battles are won and battles are lost, and we just lost some very big fights. Engagements can be stalemates. Hurry up and wait happens a lot. Our side not only needs to regroup, but we need to do a much better job of coalescing. We need to be more strategic, more tactically savvy, more cunning, and more focused and disciplined. That sounds like a tall order, it is, but it was for Washington's Army at Valley Forge, too. And we need our versions of Frederick von Steuben. Now, passion and will and endurance, that is a requisite, but similar to athletes who possess raw talent. That talent needs disciplining. If we're going to restore liberty and the rule of law, if in some future time we're to be lauded as the generation who delivered the Republic from the clutches of modern tyranny, we need to equip ourselves with the smarts and the skills to accomplish the mission. Do you understand that once Trump leaves the presidency on January 2nd, he and his family lose the powers and protections of the office? And more to the point, understand what that means for Trump and the MAGA movement. Beyond malice, the Democrat-led Axis will still regard Trump as a rival and potent threat. The Trumps face some peril. The predatory Democrat Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, will have access to Trump's tax returns and the returns of his sons and Jared Kushner's and Ivanka's presumed joint returns, as well as others among the enemy. They not only plan to go after Trump and his kin and their enterprises criminally and civilly, but cancel the Trumps within their industries and business circles. They intend to blackball the Trumps in this way and others because the enemy is diabolical. Post-presidency, the president needs us to rally around him as never before. At Twitter, there was a post by someone with the handle Lefty Pain Good. The post displayed a photo of a solitary Trump walking onto Marine One. And the caption read, "Wow, he really was alone the whole time." And that's the truth. For 4 years, this man fought alone. He was abandoned by the establishment Republicans, and he was abandoned by Pence. Now, he wasn't alone in a sense that, you know, tens of millions of Americans coalesced around him, diehard patriots for the most part. And did I mention that Trump won the 20 presidential contests? This was a very well-coordinated fraud. But now these Orwellians are working around the clock to gaslight the truth, and it falls to us to keep the truth alive. But I get Lefty's point. And yet there's an old saying, if you want a friend in Washington, buy a dog. I do expect him to continue the fight because that's just what he's made of, and we can't treat him as the indispensable man. He is in his mid-70s, and time marches on. There are younger leaders who have steel in their spines. Josh Hawley, Ron DeSantis, Kristi Noem, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Devin Nunes come to mind, and there are others, and the leadership of the grassroots is critical. We need to identify and support a cadre of leaders as the national, state, and local levels, and placing an entire movement on the shoulders of one man is a dicey proposition. And yes, finally, the Republican Party. Every 2 or 4 years, there are calls to bolt the GOP. It fits the definition of insanity, saying you're doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But this time, a different result does need to happen. The establishment is irredeemable. They've been that way since FDR. They're not going to change. They repeatedly proved to be a drag on the grassroots. They got to go. They got to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Well, welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now I'm going to bring some gloom your way. Because you're already gloomy, aren't you? But I hope this makes you mad, what I'm about to say, because now you understand that everything is a lie and a scam. Everything. You see, the elite realized that they could break the norms and betray the principles without accountability, at least for a little while, because they didn't think we would notice. They realized that it can simply not... They can't enforce the norms, and then there will be a lag time where the normals continue on as if the norms were still in effect because we didn't notice it stop. It's inertia. In space, if you throw something in space, it's going to keep going that way forever until something interrupts its path. It's going to be at the same speed, you know, whatever. So... this is why we've been getting these SANSAC rhinos lecturing on us on how we're subverting the institutions when what we are really doing is pointing out that the institutions have subverted themselves. As you read this, you're going to be hearing about how the GOP blew Georgia. And some of these things that happened were necessary. See, what you're going to hear is that because Josh Hawley, what he did said what he said, that blew Georgia, because Trump said what he said, that blew Georgia. Georgia is red. Georgia's a red state. And yet, you got a Jeremiah Wright wannabe that won his race. And you got John Ossoff, who was a staffer for Hank Johnson. You know, the whole Guam capsize guy. So I wouldn't have betted on what I saw happening, but, you know, anyway. The structures and institutions of American society have been in place for a very long time with little real change. And that's a problem, because nothing lasts forever, particularly when they're run by a bunch of grifty idiots. Now, the disruption, which was caused by the tech revolution, has helped speed up the inevitable process of change. You know, the creative destruction we hear about in unwoke economics courses. And the kind of institutions that we relied upon, like our churches and the NFL and the political parties, are focused entirely on preventing that inevitable change. Joe Biden, President Asterisk, is a quintessential example of this. A failed retread with zero accomplishments, promising businesses as usual, with a veneer of wokeness slathered on top of all of this. He wants to hold on to his ruins. He'll entrench his corporate masters, do everything he can to stifle the potential for reform and dissent. And remember when dissent was patriotic, like in June? Now the media's whole job is to angrily reaffirm the divine right of our garbage elite to rule us. All the people in power are good and wise and benevolent and competent, and to say differently is treasonous sedition of treachery. And they've carefully cultivated a class of drones to support them. You see it every day. You're walking around, you see a bunch of, on the street, healthy people wearing face diapers as they walk along, driving a car wearing a face diaper, windows up. They can't all have an immunity condition. But what's happened is most are just brainwashed, and they're very happy to be brainwashed. There's this funny outtake of The Office where they elaborately prank Dwight to think he's in the Matrix, and they offer him the blue pill that sends him back into the false reality, or the red pill that opens his eyes. So we ask for the blue pill. And that's what so many of the losers, who are our fellow citizens, want desperately. They yearn for a blue pill to make the reality go away. It never occurred to me until recently that maybe a lot of people don't like freedom. Maybe they're happy enough with Netflix and Trader Joe's Chardonnay and some serfdom. But in the long term, I had a bit of optimism, even if I have short-term predictions of a chaotic horizon out there. History never, ever, ever, ever just stops. There's no locking us into this forever, and enough of us are woke that we remain a threat to the garbage status quo and the little mutants that run it. And it's easy to focus on the bad. I get the anger. I get the frustration. Mitt Romney or that useless Georgia Secretary of State to draw our attention and become a focus for our anger. But look at the bigger picture. We have more squared away folks out there doing our work now than ever before. The GOP, which we can't abandon, because in a two-party system, you can't really start a new party, has been dragged kicking and screaming our way. It is getting younger. It is getting meaner. Not completely. Not even close all the way. But it's moving our way over time. And the Jebs and the Nickies, they think they stand to inherit it when that mean old Trump leaves, and I don't think that's going to happen. I know a lot of us, I just got something on Facebook, just got a Facebook messenger about how Trump gets sworn in January 20th. He has conceded now. He has stood down. There is no magic wand. There is no rescue coming. The GOP was complacent. They did not catch what was going on. The state legislatures and the states involved that could have done something did not. Supreme Court that could have done something did not. Mike Pence, who could have done something, did not. All of that has to be reformed. It would be nice if there was some little thing that could have been thrown out there to fix this, but there wasn't, because we're in a long war, and if you want a quick win, you're not going to get it. Rome wasn't built in a day, and our Rome won't be torn down and rebuilt in one either. We are either in this for the long haul with expectations of the pain, or there may be some that can opt for the blue pill. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is weighing in on President Trump's plan to skip his inauguration.
That he indicated he wasn't going to show up at the inauguration. One of the few things he and I have ever agreed on. It's a good thing I'm not showing up.
After making those comments, Biden talked about unifying the country. The COVID crisis is creating a surge on California hospitals. The mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, imploring healthcare workers to come to Los Angeles.
If you can spare a doctor or a nurse, if you can spare anything, please send it here. We're Americans.
The California Hospital Association also saying more flexibility is needed regarding staffing regulations to avoid bottlenecks in the ICU. This as the COVID tracking project reports over 4,000 Americans died on Thursday due to COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News. Under intense pressure, the Capitol Police Chief will resign.
Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun announced his resignation Thursday after protesters overran his officers and prompted condemnations from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Washington, including a call for him to step down by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Five people in all died in Wednesday's violence. Capitol Police shot and killed an unarmed Air Force veteran. The unidentified officer has been placed on administrative leave and an investigation has begun. A Capitol Police officer also died after suffering a stroke, perhaps brought on by being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher earlier in the riot. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A man photographed inside House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office during the Capitol Hill riot is in custody. The Justice Department confirms 60-year-old Richard Barnett of Arkansas has been arrested. Three others also being hit with federal charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Dean Weingarten is going to join us in the third hour, and he described what he saw on that lawn between the Washington Monument to the Capitol building as a sea of protesters, peaceful protesters. It was a profound sight, to say the least. It was a very direct and patriotic message. They wanted that. They demanded that their voices and votes be heard by the members of Congress. The actions and statements made by members of Congress on the House floor late into the night and Wednesday early in the morning hours of Thursday would indicate that the voice of the people is not going to be tolerated, and that they, the members of Congress, were the victims of what unfolded during the protest, even though none were hurt, none were threatened. D.C. police reported the deaths of four Americans who attended the D.C. protest. Three died due to medical emergencies. One was shot by a member of the Capitol Police. 14-year USAF veteran Ashley Babbitt. She had no weapon other than a Trump flag worn as a cape and a patriotic backpack. And there is a video of this that you can watch. And, I mean, in this one, she's coming up with cops. They've broken some glass. She's going through the window. One shot comes out, and she falls back. Cop behind her goes guns up. So he sees it's another cop. And like I said, there has been some speculation among people I know that that was an ND, a negligent discharge. Except Ms. Babbitt is still dead. So, call them what you wish, but there's evidence that members of both sides of the political argument stormed the Capitol building as well. That will unfold as time goes on. It will be, of course, refuted by the media. It will be refuted by Congress. And the Republicans are now, they're not even on thin ice anymore. They are actually very slowly walking up the hill so they can all dive off the cliff. In contrast to the months of rioting last year by the militant left, the aftermath of the Wednesday protests in D.C. did not yield buildings being burnt to the ground. It did not yield the law enforcement utilizing kid gloves with protesters. And certainly, no members of Congress were harmed or in imminent danger of harm due to the absence of weapons by the protesters. Whichever member of the Capitol Police who chose to discharge his weapon, if he chose to, apparently drew the line in the sand for the entry to the People's House. And then came the statements. After they came out from under the desk, then came the statements. Nearly all members of Congress released statements and included in their electoral count speeches reactions to what unfolded at the Capitol building. So it was entirely clear after listening to several speeches from members of Congress that the body of 1 million-plus American citizens gathered in D.C. was to be equated with a few who engaged police and entered the Capitol building. Members of Congress spoke empty words, decrying the violence, condemning and blaming the president, and worrying about themselves. They had every negative word for the body of people gathered at the Capitol they could muster. Those who traveled from all corners of the country who peacefully protested were given no credence. They weren't called patriot. Congressmen complained that there were victims. They were victims because they had to hide under a desk and take refuge from unarmed people entering the People's House. When you think of Ashley Babbitt especially, you know, she served in the military for 14 years. She defended the country. And all of the members of the legislative body, while serving, only to be struck down for her crime of entering the People's House. But something else died, too. The Constitutional Republic died. There can be no constitutional republic, a representative form of limited government, when there are no longer free and honest elections. And with this, it was like they were looking for an excuse to say this was a lawful, duly elected election process. It's President Joe Biden. It's like they were all waiting on this to happen. Never let a crisis go to waste. For those of us who live our lives within the lines drawn on a map labeled the United States of America, they see us as sheep, and they believe themselves to be the wolves. They get to decide what's served for dinner. Our voice and our vote no longer matters. The primary goal of government is now those in the government, and Congress has made it clear that it will not tolerate the will of the people. And D.C. police inadvertently made it clear that entry into the People's House will be on their terms. What's going to be unclear here is going to be the reaction, if any, from the American people, and I believe there is going to be one. And the words that you might have seen on TV by many leaving the Capitol grounds are not appropriate for print or repeat or to say out loud, but many of this began with Congress has refused to listen to the people. By coming out and claiming they were the ones that were in trouble. They were the ones that needed help, that needed protection. By the same token, I would ask any politician sitting out there right now today, what did you expect? What did you think was going to happen? What do you think is going to happen going forward? Do you think it's all smooth sailing now that Trump's gone? It's not. It's not. This pandemic that the left has perpetuated, that for some reason the right has never stood up, and I don't know that I should even put it that way, is, that's a blip on the radar. I see it for what it is. It is a behavioral test to see how far we'll take it. But people are getting tired of taking it. And for all the things that you got and all the things you thought you wanted, what you have gotten instead is an untenable situation. Because who's going to trust you now? Who's going to trust the Supreme Court? Who's going to trust the House? Who's going to trust the Senate? No matter who runs it. They're going to pass gun control laws? Okay, big deal. Who's going to listen to them? Who's going to enforce them? How are you going to make that stick? Ask Andrew Cuomo how that works out. He'll tell you. That's something that I don't think some of these guys take into consideration sometimes. It isn't a party till something gets broke. And you guys can't break anything. You're going to come down? You're going to come out from under the desk and plate up and come for us? The deplorables? You're going to come down to that? You're going, you know, you guys all look like Anderson Cooper. You know, he's a Vanderbilt. And he was making fun of the middle classes out there. All these people that go to Olive Garden and stay at the Marriott and all this other stuff. They came here and they had their way and they're just going to go that way. Even the people at CNN raised their eyebrows over that one. Sometimes you just don't need to give certain things away, Anderson. But don't worry, you weren't alone. We all heard you loud and clear. Sometimes communications are two-way. So you might want to think about getting ready to receive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. At this demonstration, it started with a rally speech by the president, thanking them for their continued support. And then he went on to state that anyone, you know, what anybody with an IQ 2 points over plant life could easily see, that he actually won in an electoral landslide. And the Democrats, with assistance from every side, every single side. Systemic corruption, if you will. That's the thing they always say about us, right? Systemic. So they had assistance from the media. They had some assistance from the rhinos. And they openly and notoriously stole the election. And that's not even debatable. Then he asked the crowd to go on down to the Capitol, where Congress was doing its constitutional duty of certifying state-selected electors for the offices of president and vice president. So they did just that, swarming the steps of the Capitol building. But let's draw some lines in the sand. Okay? These are my laws. These are my rules that I live by. If you put your hands on an LEO without just cause, you go to jail. Put your hands on another human being or threaten to do so without just cause, you're going to go to jail. Damage public or private property, you go to jail. You legally break into and or trespass into a prohibited area or private property, you go to jail. You unlawfully impede the lawful business of government, depending on circumstances, you go to jail. And then a very few persons that were there went out there and committed those actions. The only real crimes that I saw evidence of was some shoving back and forth between Capitol Police and folks attempting to breach security barriers, which they eventually did. There were also some people breaking some windows and entering in through them, along with some other folks who managed to break into the Senate chamber. We should support none of that. Unless we're going there with the intent of taking it. Okay? Let's make a clear delineation here. If we're going to go in there and if we're full on in revolt, okay, that's when you do that kind of thing. If we're just going there, and as some of these people there just went for the photos. So, anybody that committed a crime in this, every single one of you should be arrested. You should be tried and dealt with as a judge and jury determine. But then, you can actually go look at most of the imagery that came out of there. Because except for that small group that was committing crimes, almost all the imagery was of a peaceful, joyful protest.
Whether walking on the street or gathered on the Capitol steps, people were waving flags, and nobody was throwing punches, nobody was throwing bricks or Molotov cocktails. In fact, if there's one video out there about one group of protesters who managed to gain entry to the Capitol building, and they were walking, strolling through statutory hall, and they were all saying inside the velvet guide ropes running down the center. Nobody toppled any statues over or anything like that. Not some maddened mob, as the media keep hyping all along, all afternoon. And here's some things that bother me. First of all, the media. The way they were hyping this, you would think there was an all-out assault by heavily armed rioters, bent on killing everyone inside the building. The media kept using the word shots fired, implying the mob had shot somebody. Maybe even a policeman. Turns out it was a policeman who shot an unarmed female protester. We still don't know if that's going to be considered a righteous shoot. Another thing that made me angry was not only the effeminate media prissies like Fox News' Chris Wallace, but also some supposedly on our team, like Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who was very quick to badmouth the entire protest as a mob and an assault on the Constitution, which is rich. And this continued all afternoon as the press corralled every Republican they could find to badmouth peaceful protesters and pressure Trump to tell them to go home. So here's my question for every American. What did the establishment think was going to happen? What did you think would happen when you impeached the president under false pretenses? What did you think would happen when he spent each and every day denigrating 73 million Trump supporters, calling them bitter clingers and deplorables who live in flyover country, who go to work, pay their taxes, and just want to be left alone? What did you think would happen when he stole an election right out in broad daylight with the help of folks who were supposed to be on our side, like you, Raffensperger, then did it again 2 days ago with the very help of the very same Secretary of State? What do you think would happen when the Supreme Court of these United States refused to hear us on a case in which they have primary jurisdiction? What did you think would happen when 74 million Americans watched the folks supposedly on their own team tell them to roll over and suck it up? So going forward, knowing that 74 million Republican independent and along with a few million Democrat voters did not vote for stacking the Supreme Court, the admission of Puerto Rico and D.C. estates, and the Green New Deal, massive wealth redistribution, gun confiscation, or national lockdowns and mask mandates, what do you think will happen when a totally leftist-controlled government tries to ram these policies down our collective throats? Everybody better take a very slow, calm, collected moment. It is one thing to sit around and wring your hands saying that I didn't want this. I didn't want this to be this way. Because I didn't want it to be this way. It's quite another thing to get out of there and just do nothing. I know that they have made a horrific miscalculation that is going to be so painful for them, I don't know how they're going to live through it. I just don't. And it's going to be one of those things where they're going to be shocked and they'll, you know, the media, you know, when they get out there and they were calling everything out there systemic racism, the one thing the people on the left failed to notice is that they controlled everything at the time besides the Senate and the presidency, and everything else they controlled. So if there was systemic racism out there, I know there had to be a scapegoat. So first it was white people, then it was Republicans, then it was, you know, whatever. But do any of you out there that believe that I'm racist because I'm Caucasian, or any of the other things you hear in the media, do you understand that you have control of most of it, of most of the stuff that matters to you? You don't have control of most of America, but you have control of most of the institutions. Now, that's all fine, except the institutions don't actually go out and do anything, of course. It's actually Americans that go out and do things. I had this moment. Made me very angry. When I saw the politicians and I read about what they were saying and all these other guys, all these people that when they needed help, we've been there for them. When I heard them saying that we were attacking democracy, it was an assault on the Constitution. While they're paying that lip service to it and all at the same time throwing us all under the bus, I thought to myself that I cursed the day I took the oath to defend this country. If it led to this, if I enabled this, if I in some small part enabled this, I cursed the day I put on the uniform. I gave up my youth to defend this country, and this is what we get. This is what we have. The reckoning that is coming for them, for those that would abandon you, is going to be astonishing when it becomes apparent. And I have no sympathy for that because I've done everything I can do, I know you have too, to keep from going that way. Hour number three is inbound. We're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. He just got back from D.C. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.